Complaints committee at Kansspelautoriteit gets two new chairs. Netherlands gambling authority Kansspelautoriteit, KSA, has announced the appointment of Adrian Kopp and Monique van Oijars as new independent chairs of the Objections Advisory Committee. Hitherto, the committee had been chaired by a single individual. However, due to a rise in sanctions resulting in increased objection procedures, the authority felt a need to get more experienced hands in the department. Both new chairs will replace Hague-based lawyer Mrs. J.M.E. Fay and serve for 3 years. They will be responsible for managing policy complaints and regulatory objections regarding KSA's rulings. Kopp and van Oijars have spent a considerable number of years in the legal field. While Kopp is a constitutional and administrative law lecturer at The Hague University of Applied Sciences, van Oijars is the director of legal affairs at the Dutch Authority for Consumers and Markets. Quote, "We are pleased to have found two worthy successors of J.M.E. Fay, and thank her for her valuable efforts. We consider ourselves very fortunate to have these two very knowledgeable and experienced chairmen for our objection procedures." René Janssen, KSA chairman. The development comes after the regulator conducted a penalty assessment review on Dutch lottery operators Postcode Lottery and Vrenden Lottery for offering unauthorized games of chance to Dutch gamblers. The two companies may face fines of up to 1 million euros each. Last week, the KSA also issued new guidance on the upcoming rules on the government's untargeted advertising ban, which will take effect on July 1. KSA's war with unlicensed operators. Since the Dutch online gambling market launched officially on October 1, 2021, KSA has been at war with unlicensed operators in its jurisdiction. In July 2022, it ordered Malta-based LCS Limited to exit the market after repeatedly failing to comply with legislation. In March this year, the regulator issued over 26 million euros in fines to five operators, including BetPoint Group, N1 Interactive, Videoslots, and Fairload Limited, for operating in the country without a license. While some operators accept the fines, others don't go down without a fight. For instance, Videoslots stated that it would challenge the ruling in court. Furthermore, it accused the regulator of abusing the mystery shopping regime. With the strict stance of KSA and the new gambling advertising laws, there are clear indications that the regulator will dish out more sanctions in the coming weeks after July 1. Kopp and van Oijars, no doubt, have their work cut out for them.